Big news from the U.S. Supreme Court today. The High Court says federal courts should stay out of disputes over partisan gerrymandering. A federal court earlier had ordered Michigan lawmakers to redraw dozens of district lines in the state for the 2020 election. Jocelyn Benson is Michigan Secretary of State. Your reaction to the news just out?
Well, it's a crazy day for democracy. I mean, it's challenging because the courts have traditionally played a role of guardians of our democratic rights. And for the court today to simply close the door to even hearing any arguments that citizens' rights have been infringed is really disappointing and goes against really, you know, the entire history of our Constitution in our modern democracy.
What were the reasons that the court gave?
Well, in deciding that citizens can no longer bring any challenges at all to partisan gerrymandering or the use of drawing district lines to help one party or hurt another, the court said two things, essentially. One, we've never really been able to find a standard that is sort of meets an unconstitutional partisan gerrymandering, which is, you know, the opposite of what several district courts or lower courts actually said. They actually had found a standard. And then in light of that, the Supreme Court said, you know, this is just not the role of the courts. It's a political question. It's not the role of the courts to get involved. When for the past 50 years, they have been. Ever since the dawn of gerrymandering in this modern era, the courts and the Constitution have played a role in protecting citizens' rights. And so it's a sharp U-turn away from protecting citizens. And for that reason, it's disappointing.
So maps will not be redrawn for 2020, but redistricting new maps under the new system, an independent commission that voters adopted in 2018, will still go forward.
So this thankfully does give us clarity on the 2020 elections, which I am very happy about in that regard with this particular case. But it also, the court did give a nod to independent redistricting commissions as a vehicle for which citizens can ensure their rights are protected. And so I'm really proud that Michigan is now at the forefront of drawing districts the way they should be, fair, impartial, with a mind towards what's best for citizens, not politicians. And so in that regard, the onus is on us now as Michiganders to make this and ensure this independent commission is a success. And is truly fair and impartial. And citizens can go already to our website, redistrictingmichigan.org, if they want to see more about the process itself. But that Citizen District Commission will be convened in the fall of 2020, and will work over the course of the following year to have new maps in place for every election following 2021 and beyond in that decade.
So as of today, are Michigan voters protected from partisan gerrymandering?
We are more protected from partisan gerrymandering than we were a year ago when politicians were drawing our district lines that resulted in maps that our U.S. district court at the local level said were unconstitutional. Now citizens draw our districts in Michigan. We're one of a handful of states that has a truly fair and impartial process. And it will only work if we will only see true, fair, and impartial districts if citizens with well intention and good faith get involved, serve on the commission, testify before the commission. And so I'm excited. I think the onus is on us as citizens to embrace this new era of districting. We now no longer have the protection, at least in this scenario, with partisan gerrymandering from the Supreme Court. But we do have the power to draw our own districts in Michigan, and citizens now can embrace that power and make sure we've got fair districts moving forward.
Jocelyn Benson, Michigan's Secretary of State, and I should note a former dean of the law school at Wayne State and a Supreme Court watcher indeed.
Yes, very much so, particularly around election law issues.
Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.